This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, and the hadith is in Abi Dawood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there were two men from Bani Israel. One of them is very righteous, and the other, he frequently commit a lot of sins. So the righteous one keeps telling the sinner, aqsir, refrain, stop. And the other man do not listen. So one time he actually came and see him sinning, and he told him, aqsir. The man got upset, خَلِّنِي وَرَبِّي أَبُعُثْتَ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبًا. Leave me alone with my Lord. Have you been sent to overwatch over me? To be a watchman over me? Leave me alone. So the man, the righteous man said, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكْ وَلَا يُدْخِلُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. By Allah, Allah is not going to forgive you, and Allah is not gonna admit you to Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took both their souls, and they are now standing in front of Allah. Allah told the sinner, enter the Jannah with my rahmah. Enter the Jannah with my mercy. And then he looked at the righteous man, and he said, أَكُنْتَ بِعَالِمَا أَوْ عَلَى مَا بِيَدَيَّ قَادِرًا. Are you knowledge? Do you have knowledge about me, or are you in control of what I can do? Take him to the hellfire. Take him to the hellfire. Abu Huraira, the narrator of the hadith, he said, this man, he said a statement, one statement that ruined his dunya and his akhirah. Four stops, quickly. One of the greatest sins ever that we are not aware of is to say about Allah what you do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمِ وَالْبَغْيِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell people that Allah made haram adultery and every major sin. This is what it started with. And then look at the tarteeb, and that gets worse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram zulm, to oppress somebody. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram to associate partners with him, shirk. And then on top of all that, which is worse than all of the above, أن تقولوا, to say about Allah what you do not know. Now look at our gatherings. If you speak about real estate, maybe some people will not participate. If you speak about cars, maybe others will not participate. But you mention deen, everybody in the crowd is an expert. You have 25 people, you have 30 mufti. Just ask any question about the deen. Everybody is ready to answer without any knowledge. And they rush and run. Even if the sheikh is present, they answer before the sheikh. One statement that man said, that man was like me and you. He fast, he prays, he gives sadaqat. The hadith said he was righteous. One statement he said, habita amalu, all his a'mal were gone and he was in the hellfire. Because of what? He said a statement that he's not supposed to say. Ibn Kathir, when he was explaining in Surah Abasa, وَفَاكِهَةَ وَأَبَّ, listen carefully. A Bedouin came to Abu Bakr, and he said, Ya Abu Bakr, فَاكِهَة is fruits, we all know. What does أَبَّ mean? What does أَبَّ mean? He said, who's Abu Bakr? The Khalifa of the Mu'mineen. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he's the man. Right? He's the one in charge. He said, La ajri, I do not know. Abu Bakr said, I do not know. أي سماء تظلني وأي أرض تقلني إن قلت على في كتاب الله ما لم أعلم. Which earth will shade me? Which sky will shade me? Which earth will carry me if I say in the book of Allah what I do not know? This is Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. Second. The man was doing good. He was ordering good and forbidding evil. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. The man was doing something good. He was ordering good and forbidding evil. But when you are in that field, you have to be extremely patient. You have to get ready to be insulted. You have to be ready to be called names. Allah told us when Luqman was giving an advice to his son, what did he say? أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك. Order good, forbid evil, and be patient. If you're not going to be patient, do not go into that field. No one went into that field and found it as a bed of roses. You will definitely be called names. Things will be spreading against you. So the man was doing good, but he was not. He said something that he was not supposed to say. Third, ask Allah for a good end. Ask Allah for husn al-khatima. And I'm talking to the people of Fajr. Don't let that coming to Fajr frequently make you look down on the people who do not come to Fajr. And all of a sudden you feel that you are better than them. This might come to our head and make us feel like we are superior over others. Keep in mind that the hearts of the people are between two fingers of the Rahman. He flips them the way he wants. That man that you are making fun of, he could be better than you on the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, or he could get and become better than you. Be very careful. Mind your own business. Ask Allah always to give you a good end, and if you see someone sinning, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them. And the final point, alhamdulillah, that Allah azza wa jal did not make the keys of Jannah in our hands. Alhamdulillah that Allah did not give us the authority to decide who's going to Jannah and who's going to the hellfire. Otherwise, I got upset from Zahid. خلص يلا سبحان الله الحمد لله رب العالمين that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is أرحم الراحمين سبحان الله. Look at the manners of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Huraira, and I will end with this, he came to him one time and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I keep inviting my mother to Islam and every time I invite her to Islam she curses you. Every time I invite her to Islam she curses you, يعني very bad curses. So what did the muallim, the teacher of this ummah, do? He raised his hands and said, Ya Allah, guide the mother of Abu Huraira. And if somebody comes to you and tells you that someone is curses you, what happened? You start hearing curses you've never heard before. Subhanallah. Make dua, ya akhwan, for the people who are sinning, and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us steadfast on this deen till the day we meet him. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.